tune to your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here. On the Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome afternoon, everyone, and welcome to State Basketball. It's tournament time for the girls. Rob Osmond with you. Glad to be here at the state tournament. We're actually at Lincoln High School for the opening round for two ball clubs that have quite a spectacular road to get here. First of all, today is the first of a doubleheader that will come your way on the Breeze. We'll be featuring this first game, which will be the Elmwood Murdoch Knights taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats. In a matchup that we'll detail and dissect here in a little bit. The following game will be Tri-County taking on Sandy Creek. And that will come your way probably after about closer to 4 o'clock. About 3:45 is when it's scheduled to start. They had ran the morning session here in Lincoln a little bit late. They had a couple of interesting game shape up. We'll be telling you all about that here in a little bit. But first, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our pregame show brought to you by Kirk Chevrolet on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lincoln High School in Lincoln for the opening round of the state girls basketball tournament. The Blue Hill Bobcats taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights to get things to get their state experience started. You're listening to the pregame show brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our pregame show. Well, I guess taking things from the top, we'll look first at Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights come into the contest and will put their perfect season on the line. Yes, they are 23-0 on the year under head coach Justin Moline, and they have a team that is set and ready to thrust themselves into the state championships. They have not been here for 2 years. Their last time they were up here, the Knights, was in 2008. The big story on Elmwood Murdoch season so far is defense. Coach Moline very clear that defense wins championships, and their defense has done an outstanding job all year long. In fact, only 6 of those 23 teams that they have played so far have managed to score more than 40 points. So Elmwood Murdoch would favor a very low-scoring affair, and they've been managing to put up, on average, 45.5 points compared to the 34 average that they have given up. So Elmwood Murdoch, a pretty solid ball club. They don't have a lot of height, as is typical. They have one girl at 6 foot and another at 5'11", and everyone else kind of falls below the 5'8 mark. So height will not be a feature, but a tenacious defense can be expected. And we had a defensive battle here in the state tournament already. We'll be telling you about that when we kind of recap what's going on in the state. So defense, clearly the sign of the times here at the state tournament. As far as offensively for the Knights, some of their top scorers that we'll be looking at will be Megan Schmale. Megan Schmale is the 6-foot center. She's only a sophomore, but she averages nearly 13 points per game. Megan Schulting, at 5'7", a senior, averages 10.7 points per game. On the boards, the big ones for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We'll look towards Allison Kuhlman. She averages 3.5 rebounds per game. Shayna Dwyer is a 5'11 sophomore, and she'll average just over four rebounds rather per game. But the big person again will be Megan Schmale. Schmale at the center position is a very solid ball player and can attack the boards and put up some points as well for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. So they'll expect big things out of her. A lot of quick hands and a lot of assists and passing go into the Elmwood Murdoch attack. They are a pretty tough ball club, and you know you don't get to 23-0 without being a little bit versatile on offense and defense as well. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, they've got a Cinderella story going on here, folks. This is a dream come true for the Bobcats. In order for them to keep this dream alive, they are going to have to dethrone the Knights and bring an end to their season, their perfect season. The Bobcats have rattled off 5 games in a row to wrap up their season, and they have needed to win each and every one of them in the sub-districts all the way through it. As the number 4 seed, they upset 2 number 1 seeds, and one in the sub-district, of course, and another in the districts to get here. And their season is by the seat of their pants, so to speak. Coach Tim Strapp has done an excellent job motivating these girls. The problem is now they're going against a very staunch Elmwood Murdoch team that is the number 1 seed here in the conference. So it'll be a tough battle for the Blue Hill Bobcats to get through Elmwood Murdoch. But, hey, everybody said the same thing about Blue Hill throughout the last few games as well. But here in C2, the Bobcats got to get through Elmwood Murdoch. Winner of this game will take on the winner of our next game, and that'll be Sandy Creek and Tri-County going at it. So it could be a repeat for Blue Hill and Sandy Creek should Blue Hill manage to take care of Elmwood Murdoch tonight. Blue Hill girls have just taken the court. We're just over about a minute and a half from getting things going here. National anthem and all that good stuff coming up. The Blue Hill Bobcats at 14-8 will need to rely heavily upon Alyssa Willicott to step up and score. She has clearly done that the last 2 games they have played. Madison Coffey's another big score for the Bobcats. They'll need to have a great time. It's been since 2007 since the Bobcats were here representing the Twin Valley Conference. They, too, are a little bit lacking in height. They've got one girl at 5'11". That's Alyssa Willicott. And everybody else falls below the 5'10", averaging around the 5'7", 5'9", height. As far as putting points up on the board, Madison Coffey is going to be the scorer. She's 11.6 points average per game, 10.8 for Alyssa Willicott. Those are your hot shooters for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and they will need to be on tonight, but they'll also need their 4 and 5 shooters to step up and put some points on the board to get past this Elmwood Murdoch defense. A very tenacious defense, and the Bobcats will have to be up for getting over. And off the boards, solid performances all the way around from Madison Coffey off the board. She averages just over 5 rebounds per game. Willicott, as you might expect in that post position, averages nearly 8, but they will need some big numbers from all of them. So we are just about a few minutes away here from getting things ready to go at the National Anthem. We're about 2 minutes from tip-off. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our starting lineups for you, brought to you by New Tech Seed. So stay with us. We've got your starters coming up. It's the 14-8 Blue Hill Bobcats taking on the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, the 23-0. Coming up next as we get the first round of the state girls tournament coming up on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln High School in Lincoln for the opening round of the C2 Girls Basketball Tournament. Rob Osmond with you. Glad to be here. Waiting the matchup between the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights will be the home team with that 23-0 record. Head coach is Justin Moline. Here is a look at the starting lineup for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, a very fine sponsor, have been all year long, and certainly appreciate them sponsoring our starting lineup. So here's your lineup for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, the Lady Knights. Allison Kuhlman is your starter. She's a 5'4 senior guard, averages about 5 points per game, and is going to really contribute in the assist department. She has 98 assists on the year. 5'7 guard as a senior, it's Megan Schulting. Megan Schulting averages 10.7 points per game, and she's going to haul down about 3 rebounds as well. Your starting forward is Erica Stubendeck. Stubendeck is a 5'7 forward, a junior. She averages almost 6 points per game. She's going to pull down just over 3 boards per game. Shayna Dwyer is the 5'11 senior. She is listed as a center on the team. She'll be playing in that forward position. Averages just over 4 points per game and 4 rebounds as well. They'll need her to continue doing business as usual for the Knights. Your center is listed as Megan Schmalley. Megan Schmalley is a sophomore. She is a 6-foot center. Averages 12.7 points per game and averages on the rebound side 8.7. She is the big shooter, and the Knights will rely on her once again. That's your starting lineup for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights under head coach Justin Moline. Their record 23-0. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, their starting lineup, the usual suspects, as my partner Blaine Bulis always says. Alyssa Overy is a 5'8 junior forward, and Overy averages 4 points per game and 4 rebounds per game. Kristen Komacher is a 5'5 senior guard. She's not going to put a lot of points on the board. She averages about 3.5 per game, and she gets 2 rebounds per game. But she, at that point guard position, drives this Bobcat offense, and they'll rely heavily on her to step up tonight. Madison Coffey is your 5'9 senior guard. She averages 11.6 points per game. She's the hot shooter for the Bobcats. Clearly, again, they'll need her to step up and play her perhaps her best game of the year right now. She'll pull down an average of five boards per game. Christine Herrick Christine Herrick is your 5'7 senior. She averages 5 points and will pull down two boards. And Alyssa Willicott is a 5'11 senior forward. She averages 10.8 points per game and almost 8 rebounds. And that's your starting lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Their head coach, Tim Streff, their record 14-8. It's been a Cinderella year, to say the least, for the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll see if the girls can keep that dream alive with a win, because otherwise it's one and done for either of these two teams. Win today and you're guaranteed to play at least two, or you're guaranteed to play two more. You'll play the semifinal game and then you'll play either the final or the consolation game on Saturday. So win and you've got two more games. Lose and it's a short trip to state. But as I was talking to Coach Tim Streff earlier, there are a lot of teams that are home right now, or actually they're in school right now today, and these girls have earned the right to be here. It'll be Allison Willicott tipping off for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and she'll be going against Megan Schmale, the 6-foot sophomore for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, and we are underway in Lincoln, and the Knights will win the tip. Schmale gets it, and the Knights go to work on offense right away. Play being called. Allie Kuhlman passes over to the right side. Picked up to Schulten. Back to Kuhlman. Back to Schulten again. Schulten working that right wing. Now it's going to swing over to the left side where it's picked up by Steubendeck. Steubendeck comes out for the Knights. Top of the key now to Schulten. Schulten eyeing that Bobcat defense. Swings it again over to the right side. Looking for that opening. Trying to work it inside. Can't find anything going. Three-point shot from the left wing is off the mark. And a foul is going to be called as Overy was a little bit too aggressive on Megan Schulten. Schulten's three-point shot was off the mark. So a quick foul for Alyssa Overy. It looked like Overy kind of fell into her. I don't think it was anything intentional or anything like that. So before the much after the shot, so there's a foul, but no shots. And the ball will go back now into the hands of the Knights. Shot is up. It's off the mark. No good from Allie Kuhlman, but the Knights are there for that offensive rebound, and those could be big for the Bobcats. That's one thing clearly Coach Tim Streff wants to eliminate, is giving up those rebounds. They'll need a lot more defensive rebounds against the Knights. Kuhlman now passes all the way across, brought inside off the backboard. Foul called. Shayna Dwyer got the inside feed, turned to her left towards the basket, and played off the backboard. The shot was no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. Shayna Dwyer, rather, at the line. Dwyer toes the line. Her shot is up, and it's on the money. One to nothing now, our score. Elmwood Murdoch strikes first in the C2. Opening round. In Lincoln, great crowd on hand. Second shot is up, off the mark. It's no good. Score remains 1-0. Bobcats get the board. It's going to be Komacher working it up now over to Herrick. Herrick on the right side goes to the top of the key to Overy. She'll swing it left. Now it's bounced over from Komacher. A three-point shot from Madison Coffey's up. It's no good. Strum goes for it underneath, and it's going to be brought down by Shayna Dwyer of the Knights. So Elmwood Murdoch back in business. Pass inside. They feed it to Schmale, and Schmale's shot is no good. We're going to get a foul. Traveling violation, rather. And the Bobcats will get it back. 1-0 early here in the first quarter. Kristen Komacher rallies the Bobcats. Takes it across midcourt. Passes up to Herrick. Herrick's on the right side. Overy now at inside the key to Komacher. Bounce pass from Komacher back to Coffey. Coffey works it over to Overy on the right side. Bounce pass inside, knocked out of bounds by Shayna Dwyer, trying to feed Alyssa Willicott underneath the post, and Schmale managed to get her hands underneath there and knocked the ball out of bounds. Bobcats still with possession now. 6:06 to go. Blue Hill down by one. 1-0 is our score. Komacher into Overy. On the left side, shot is up, and it goes down. It's a three-pointer. Madison Coffey gets it to go. Coffey makes it a 3-1 ball game. 5:46 to go. Blue Hill Bobcats on top by two. Here come the Knights now. Allie Kuhlman with it on the left side. Three-point shot is off the mark. from Steubendeck. Erica Steubendeck misses it. A battle for the ball goes out of bounds to the Bobcats. They're going to get it back. Last touch by the Knights. Bobcats up by two. Chance to stretch that now with 5:35 to go in the first. Komacher now with a little bit of pressure comes across midcourt. Works it around the right side. Tries to feed it into Overy. It's going to be swatted away by Schmalley. Megan Schmalley got a hand on it and pushed it out of bounds. And the Bobcats will reload with 5:28 to go in the first period. Up by two. Inbound pass goes to Herrick. Herrick tried to make a pass. It's going to be picked off, and the Knights are going to end up with it. Allie Kuhlman has it. She'll pass up ahead now in transition. Schulting comes up on the right side. She'll pull it up, stop, make the give over to the left side as they swing it around now at the top of the key to Kuhlman. Kuhlman and Steubendeck playing catch. Now it's swung over to the right side. Deliberate slow pace now for the Knights. Steubendeck gives it right back to Kuhlman, to Steubendeck, who cuts her way inside, stops, pops, shot is up, no good. Rebound underneath is going to be got by Megan Schulting. She's got her second attempt. It's no good. Loses control of it, and Komacher is going to get it. Nice effort by Alyssa Willicott to keep it alive for Blue Hill. Now Komacher almost threw it away. It was tipped away, but Madison Coffey was able to haul that one down. Komacher now with it. Fakes the shot. Goes baseline to Herrick. Herrick drives underneath, and she's going to be fouled. 4:27 to go. 3-1 ball game. Bobcats still on top. Foul's going to be Shayna Dwyer will pick up the first foul for Elmwood Murdoch tonight this afternoon. And Christine Herrick will go to the line, the 5'7 senior. Fires her first one. It's off the mark. No good. Nikki Novak comes into the game along with Aaron Dwyer. Harrowfield is in the game. Second shot now. Bounces up and down. Herrick gets it. And it's a 4-1 ball game. Blue Hill up on top with 4:27 to go. Knights now working against a Blue Hill press. So Blue Hill tightening the screws a little bit here. Schulting has it. She's double-teamed. She'll send it across now. Picked up by Aaron Dwyer. Dwyer had a player open underneath. Underneath was Megan Schmalley, all alone, ready to cherry pick, but she couldn't get it to her. Knights now regroup at the top of the key. Picked up by Kuhlman. Kuhlman gets a sign from Coach Moline and works it around to the right side. Swings it right back around to Schulting. Over on the right side, trying to weave her way in and then getting cut off with Shayna Dwyer. Now it's picked up by Aaron Dwyer. Aaron goes inside. She'll kick it right back out. The Knights still. Three-point shot goes up, and it's down. Megan Schulting pops the three-pointer, and we are tied up at four that quick. 3:40 to go. Bobcats now with the ball. Komacher at the top of the key. Calling the shot, she's going to send Caitlin Kumpke over to the other side. Kumpke picks it up on the left side, being covered by Aaron Dwyer. Foul's going to be called away from the ball, and it's going to be on Blue Hill. On Alyssa Willicott.
Foul number 41. Emily Harrowfield.
Check that. It's going to be on Harrowfield. Harrowfield will pick up her first. And the Knights will get it. It was a push away from the ball. And here come the Knights now. Bobcats now still working on that press. Pushed over to the right side. Megan Schulting drives inside. Almost made it to the paint before she stopped, turned around, and popped it off, and we're going to get a traveling violation on Aaron Dwyer for the Knights. And the Bobcats, with 3:10 to go in the first quarter, have a chance to regain the lead. They were up by as many as three, and we're all tied up. Still early in the ballgame, 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Atwater now is in for the Bobcats. She's got the ball on the right side. Gives to the inside. Picked up by Kumpke. Kumpke's jump shot is no good from just beyond the free throw line. And the Knights will get the rebound. So Elmwood Murdoch back in possession. Jump shot just inside the three-point line is no good from Steubendeck. Rebound goes to the Bobcats. Willicott hauled it down. Now Atwater works it up the right side. gives to Kumpke. Kumpke now will cross back over to the left side. Foul is going to be away, and we're going to get a push on the Knights. I think it's going to be Shayna Dwyer. We'll see. Yep, Shayna Dwyer will pick up her second. Working against Alyssa Willicott underneath and getting a little physical underneath there. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with the ball. We are all tied up at four. Inbound pass now. Atwater to Coffey. Coffey fakes the three, drives, draws some traffic, stops. Atwater shoots from inside from 8 foot. Her shot is no good from in front of the basket. Bounces out of bounds, and the Knights are going to get it. Alyssa Overy and Alyssa Willicott were both fighting for it, and they knocked it out of bounds. Knights now in business, trying to break this Bobcat press, doing so nicely, working it up. Kuhlman now swings it over to the right side. Erin Dwyer with the ball. Erin Dwyer tries to step inside. She's going to kick it back over again one more time. Steubendeck. Now Steubendeck goes inside, blocked by Willicott. And we're going to get a jump ball inside as Willicott and Megan Schmalley lock up the ball. And the possession arrow points in favor of Blue Hill. So the Bobcats now with yet another opportunity to regain the lead. We're tied at four. Pass over to Coffey on the left side. She goes up to the wing, almost lost control. Bounce pass inside to Willicott. Willicott had to arch her back to get the shot off and draws a foul in the process. So Alyssa Willicott will go to the line for the Bobcats. Erin Dwyer picks up her first foul.
Two shots.
Each team now with three fouls, rather. Shot is up from Willicott, and it bounces around and out. No good. And the score remains 4-4. Kaitlin Kumpke comes back out. Christine Herrick is back. Back in the game is Megan Schulting for the Knights. Second shot now coming from Alyssa Willicott, 5'11 senior. Toes the line. Second shot is up, and it's in. And it's 5-4. Bobcats on top by one. Press one more time. Broken by the Knights. Cooling now. Kuhlman, rather, to the top of the key. Works her way around. Picked up by Steubendeck. Herrick made a run at it, but didn't get it and pulled back before the foul. Three-point shot goes up from Megan Schulting. It's no good. And hauling it down, it's going to be Jordan Atwater with a breakaway. Atwater goes up, and it's going to be knocked away before she could get the shot off. Megan Schmalley had been battling her for it and trailed her all the way up the court. And Schmalley knocked it away at the last minute. Jordan Atwater made a great run at that ball. She's a 5'9 sophomore, and she was not going to be denied getting that steal. And she'll hit the first one, and it's a 6-4 ball game. Bobcats up by two with 1:22 to go when we get back to action. Erin Dwyer re-enters the game for the Knights. Nikki Novak will head to the bench. Atwater. One more shot. It's up and it's down. On the money, Jordan Atwater goes. Kristen Komacher back in the game, and Atwater will head to the bench. Job well done for the 5'9 sophomore. 7-4 is our game. Bobcats up on top by three. Press now broken by the Knights. Herrick now working against Steubendeck. Steubendeck now will turn it away. Now she'll get it right back. Now it's Overy on her. Passed out to the top of the key to Dwyer. Now swung over to Schulting. Schulting works to the wing to Kuhlman. Kuhlman's pass is going to be picked off. Here's Komacher. And now here's Christine Herrick with another breakaway. And her shot is up and in. Christine Herrick makes it a 9-4 ball game. And it's a breakaway the other way for the Knights. Hustling it up was Erin Dwyer. Her shot goes up and in, and she'll draw the foul. How she slipped past, I'll never know. She got through quickly. Herrick picks up the foul. Aaron Dwyer pops it. And from the free throw line, and she hits it. And it's a 9-7 ball game. A quick turn of events. Clock now down to 35 seconds in the first quarter. Herrick now with the ball on the right side. Bobcats looking for that last shot. Tacomacher now on the left side. Now in the hands of Coffey. She'll go for three. A deep three, and she hits it. Madison Coffey pops her second big three of the afternoon, and it's 12-7, and the clock now down to 12 seconds. Pressure coming in, and a timeout is going to be called by Elmwood Murdoch as they were not able to beat that Bobcat press. It'll be a short timeout. We'll stay here with you. Blue Hill showing they can play with these Knights. Elmwood Murdoch, 7 points. Big three-pointer from Megan Schulting in that three-point play from Aaron Dwyer, the 5'7 sophomore for the Knights. Gave a shot in the arm to Elmwood Murdoch, but it's been Madison Coffey for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Those big threes helped and helped in a big way. That's half of the Bobcats' score. We have 11.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bobcats up by four. Check that, five. Knights will have the ball. Pass comes inside. It's going to be picked up by Schmalley. Schmalley's working it. Clock now down to 6 seconds, and they've yet to break the press. Now Cooling goes up ahead. Herrick collides with Schmalley, and they'll both hit the deck, and foul's going to be called on Herrick. Herrick was going for the ball and just absolutely collided with Megan Schmalley, and Schmalley would have had it.
Checking in for Blue Hill, number 45.
Clock now is down to 1.9 seconds, and the Knights have the ball on their own side here. Inbound pass goes up, shot is up from the baseline, and it goes. Megan Schulting puts it in at the buzzer. Schulting got the shot. The 5'7 senior wraps up the first quarter with a score 12-9.
And then push that black button in.
We'll take a quick break and come back with second quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Petwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know the need to. I check in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. Located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Tracy proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lincoln High School, Rob Osmond with you. Had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we're back to action now. Shot inside by the Bobcats. The second quarter gets underway, and it was Alyssa Willicott. Willicott pops it in and makes it a 14-9 Blue Hill Bobcat lead. The Knights had the ball when the second quarter started, and a shot was off the mark. The defensive rebound went to Blue Hill, and Alyssa Willicott drops it in on the other side to get the points for the Bobcats. We're caught up now here in the second quarter. 7:03 remaining in the first half. Knights with the ball. Aaron Dwyer over on the right wing. Had it, dropped it, picked it up, brought it back, gave it to Steubendeck. Steubendeck goes inside, drives, and is going to draw the foul, and I think it's going to be 35. Christine Herrick, that's bad. She'll pick up three. Her third, rather. And to the line. And missing was Steubendeck. Steubendeck has no points for Elmwood Murdoch tonight, or this afternoon, rather. Second shot will be coming for Steubendeck. She's a 5'7 junior. Shot, second shot is up. It's off the mark. Rebound goes to the Bobcats. Alyssa Overy hauled it down. Madison Coffey with it to Komacher. Komacher now works it to the right side. Bounce pass to Overy. Overy had Aaron Dwyer falling all over. Her shot is up from the baseline. Is no good from Kumpke. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Elmwood Murdoch. So the Bobcats have it back. Komacher now on the right side. Bounce pass inside to Coffey. Coffey was right behind her. Didn't see it, but Willicott was there to pick it up, and Willicott took it and took the shot. It was off the mark and then knocked out of bounds once again by Elmwood Murdoch, but Coffey had that pass, bounce pass right into her back, and Willicott was there to pick it up. Overy working now, trying to help out the inbound pass. It'll end up to Komacher. Bounce pass now to Alyssa Willicott. Now to Coffey for three on the right side. Bounces off the rim. Bounces around, and the Bobcats are going to get it back. Here comes Kumpke now inside to Overy. Overy turns, fires, and hits it. Alyssa Overy pops in for her first field goal, and it's 16-9. Here come the Knights, quick in transition. Shot from the baseline up. No good from Schulting. Bobcats there to haul it down. Madison Coffey had the right placement and gets it now. 5:56 to go. Bobcats up by seven. Pass inside to Willicott. Now to Coffey from the left side inside the three-point line, and she puts the shot up and then gets fouled hard by Megan Schulting. Coffey hits the deck. Schulting will pick up her first non-shooting foul as the shot from Coffey. Oh, it is a shooting foul, so Coffey is going to go to the line. It looked like they were lining up to get it on the inbound pass, but referees indicating, nope, that's a shooting foul. So to the line comes Coffey, and she'll nail the first one. She has 7 points of the Bobcats, 17. Now 17-9 with 5:47 to go. Second shot coming now from Coffey. It's up, it's on the money. So Coffey now with 8 points. Here come the Knights. It's 18-9. 9-point Blue Hill lead against the undefeated Elmwood Murdoch team. Knights now, 3-point shot is off the iron. No good. Coffey's there to rebound it for Blue Hill and then dribbles it off her foot. Out of bounds it goes. That's a costly turnover. Madison Coffey was looking down the court and dribbled it off her foot. Out of bounds it went. The Knights will pick it up. Down by nine. 5:31 to go in the half. Kuhlman with the ball. Pass over to the right side to Schulting. Bounce pass goes back to Novak on the baseline in the right wing. Now it's going to be swung around to the top. Steubendeck has it. Gives to Kuhlman. Kuhlman goes inside. Her shot is up, partially blocked. They're going to call a jump ball on that. Alyssa Willicott got a hand on it. And Bobcats will have the possession arrow in their favor. And we're going to get a timeout for Elmwood Murdoch. It'll be a short one, so we'll stay here with you. An exciting turn of events, to be sure. 18-9 is our score. 5:12 to go. Blue Hill Bobcats have absolutely poured it on. Elmwood has yet to score here in this second quarter. And again, it's 3 minutes and 48 seconds into it. And they've had no points to show for it. Steubendeck missed two free throws for the Knights. Blue Hill Bobcats have field goals from Willicott, Overy, and then two free throws from Madison Coffey. They had a 3-point lead in the first quarter. Now they're up by nine. Bobcats with the ball, back to action now. Herrick baseline, kicks it right back out, picks up Atwater to Overy underneath. Overy kicked it back out to Coffey. Foul's going to be called as Coffey's coming in. Oh, she's going to call her for a traveling violation. That's two mental mistakes from Madison Coffey. I'm sure they'll forgive her for the point she's been putting up on the board, but it's going to make it a little more interesting. Here come the Knights now. Schulting with the ball. Over to the left side now. Steubendeck with it. To Aaron Dwyer. Shot over from the baseline. It's going to go up and in. Shayna Dwyer pops it in for two. And the Bobcats now watch their lead get cut to 7 points. Overy now gives to Atwater. Her shot is no good. Out of bounds it goes, and Elmwood Murdoch's going to have the ball. I'd like to take a moment to welcome those of you listening via the internet at kliqfm.com. Unable to pick us up on the radio or down here at the game. A lot of people listening online, even from Elmwood Murdoch, and certainly appreciate that. Back to action now. Bobcats with the ball. Second shot. Rebound goes up, and now it's going to be Alyssa Willicott. Christine Herrick had a shot at it. Willicott got the rebound and then drops it in, and it's 20-11. Knights with the ball now, up by nine one more time. Their biggest lead of the afternoon. Allie Kuhlman slows down the pace now as the Knights work it over to the right side. Dwyer now passes over to Schmalley. At the top of the key. Now driving inside is Aaron Dwyer. Loses the handle on it. Then we're going to get a jump ball. And this will go to the Knights. Quick hands inside. Atwater now giving the Blue Hill Bobcats a little pep talk. Nikki Novak heads to the bench. And Erica Steubendeck comes back in for the Knights. Schulting has it on the inbound pass. Working it around now as Kuhlman goes inside the paint. She stops, gives off to Aaron Dwyer. Shot from the free throw line, no good. Madison Coffey there for the Bobcats to bring it back. 3:30 to go in the first half. Bobcats up by nine. Foul is going to be called. A player control foul as Kumpke was going for the ball and kept going and ran into Megan Schulting, and the turnover now goes to the Knights. Chance to cut into this 9-point Bobcat lead. 3:20 to go in the half. Pass over to the right side. Schulting with the ball. Over on the right wing. Being covered by Madison Coffey. Now it comes back out. Aaron Dwyer has it tipped away. Good hustle, good effort by Caitlin Kumpke. And it's going to be hauled down by Elmwood Murdoch, and they'll reset their offense. 3-point shot is up by Schulting. It's no good. Bounced around, and Alyssa Overy's there to get it for the Bobcats. Another opportunity now. Score remains 20-11, and a foul is going to be called. Nope. Turnover will go to the Knights. And here comes Elmwood Murdoch now with a chance to cut back into this lead. 2:48 to go. It's a 9-point Blue Hill lead. Pass works over now to Steubendeck. She'll give it up to the top of the key to Kuhlman. Knights offense a little sputtery right now. Steubendeck over to the right side. Picks up Schulting. Back to Kuhling now. Kuhling goes inside. She'll kick it back out. Shot is up from Dwyer. It's no good. Bounced around and running around with it. And the Bobcats are going to get it back. Alyssa Overy put a little bit of hustle into it, and it was last touched by the Knights. Komacher back in the ballgame now for Blue Hill. She'll bring it up for the Bobcats. Still up by nine, 2:15 to go. Pass to Komacher at the top of the key. She goes inside for Willicott, and a 3-point shot to Madison Coffey. That's Madison Coffey's third 3-pointer of the game. And it's 23-11, a 12-point Bobcat lead, 1:55 to go in the first half. Bobcats making the most of their 3-point opportunities. Megan Schulting. Pass inside, and off the mark was Megan Schmalley's shot. Bobcats have it in transition and then lose it. And a foul's going to be called on the Bobcats as they had to react quickly to the misdirected pass. So Kumpke will pick up her second foul. Elmwood Murdoch now will go to the line. It'll be Erica Stubendeck, the 5'7 junior, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. And it bounces around and finally goes down. She'll get another. Stubendeck toes the line. Second shot is coming. It's up and it's off the backboard hard and picked up by the Bobcats. 1:35 to go. Pass is going to be knocked away, picked up by Elmwood. Madison Coffey couldn't get to it, and quick in transition are the Knights. Down by 11. Komacher picks it off. She's got a breakaway. Down she goes. Up she goes with a shot. No good, no foul. And finally, we're going to get a whistle as they're batting for it, and the Bobcats are going to get it. The Bobcats will get the ball. Elmwood Murdoch fans do not like the call, but the Bobcats are going to get the ball. Thrown out of bounds by the Knights. So at 23-12, the Bobcats work it inside. Shot is up. No good from Komacher. Rebound picked up by Megan Schmale of the Murdoch, Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Schulting tries to go inside. She'll kick it out to Schmale. Schmale ducks it, goes in the paint, drops her shoulders, drops the ball. Ball rolls out of bounds. Bobcats will have it with a minute one to go in the first half. Madison Coffey brings it in to Komacher. A reminder, we'll have our Allens of Hastings halftime show. We'll get you caught up with some of the other games going on here. Traveling violation now as Jordan Atwater took an extra step. Caitlin Kumpke back in the game, and Atwater will head to the bench. And here come the Knights now. Clock now at 45 seconds to go in the half. Picked up by Schulting. Schulting back to Kuhlman. Kuhlman at the top of the key. Komacher working on her. Shot from Kuhlman. Three-pointer goes up and in. Kuhlman's first 3 points of the game. And it's 23-15. Here come the Bobcats. Long pass underneath. The Willicott wide open. And her shot gets the roll and goes. Willicott makes it a 25-15. Clock's down to 20 seconds. Here come the Knights. 10-point Bobcat lead, 25-15. Kuhlman with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it over to the right side. Picked up by Schulting. Works it inside to Schmale. Schmale turns, fires. Her shot's no good. Foul's going to be called, and it's going to be on Willicott. That'll be the second one for Alyssa Willicott. Willicott has 7 points, but it'll send Megan Schmale to the line. Schmale with no points. She's their hot shooting 6-foot sophomore, completely shut out so far in the first half, and misses the big free throw. Her first one. She'll have another one coming as Nikki Novak comes back into the game. Second shot coming now for Megan Schmale. Shot is up, and this one bounces around. It's no good. So here comes the Bobcats now. 5 seconds to go. 25-15. Komacher with the ball. She tries to pass it up. It's going to be blocked at the buzzer by Kuhlman. Allie Kuhlman comes up, and we'll go to halftime with a Blue Hill Bobcat lead. 25-15. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our Allens of Hastings halftime show on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill. For all all your furniture and flooring needs. Stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics. Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back now to your Allen's of Hastings halftime show brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsors of our halftime show. 25-15, the Blue Hill Bobcats on top here at halftime. Do have some other scores that we can pass along for some other area games that are going on in our sister stations and around Lincoln this afternoon. Still on the scoreboard right now, Bishop Newman leads Hastings St. Cecilia, 13-9 at the end of the first. Silver Lake is a 19-7 leader in the first over Brady. Silver Lake playing at Lincoln North Star as the number one seed, undefeated as well. Brady 13-9 in this D1 matchup. St. Cecilia is over in C1 with Bishop Newman, and Bishop Newman, the number two seed. Hastings St. Cecilia is the number seven. Other scores that we have for you earlier today in Class B action, Gretna beat Beatrice 64-54. Alliance playing Sydney for something like the fourth time inside of a month. Alliance wins 55-43. Lutheran High beat Boone Central earlier today. That was a 9 o'clock game, 45-34. Wahoo beat Southern Valley in C1 also, 65-41. Over in D1, Humphrey was a winner in overtime against Kennesaw. Kennesaw had an absolutely incredible game. Scored the last 5 points of regulation to keep it going. And Humphrey just too much in overtime. Again, Humphrey winning 49-46, ending Kennesaw's run at the state. East Butler beat Howells in D1 in the other half of that bracket. Butler 55, Howells 44. And then a thrilling game wrapped up here at Lincoln High earlier this morning. Lawrence Nelson, the number 7 seed, taking on number 2 seed Falls City Sacred Heart. And Falls City is beaten by Lawrence Nelson. Falls City was ahead at halftime, 7-4. Lawrence Nelson was 0-18 in that first half from the field goal, or for field goals. Had 4 free throws, and it was 7-4 at halftime, and then Lawrence Nelson comes back and beats the number 2 seed, 34-21. They'll advance to play Lindsay Holy Family. Lindsay Holy Family won 59-27 in Hay Springs just a short while ago, and here we are now with the Blue Hill Bobcats in C2 up on the number 1 seed, Elmwood Murdoch, 25-15. So the Bobcats, 16 minutes from advancing to play tomorrow. They'll play the winner of our next game on here on the Breeze, Sandy Creek and Tri-County. That gets you kind of caught up to date with where we are now on the state tournament. A reminder, the boys will be playing next week, and we've got some great local teams in it for the boys as well, but it's girls. It's all girls this week, and we'll be carrying a large share of our local teams on all of our sister stations. So jump online at kliqfm.com, take a look at the sports rundown, and we'll let you know who's playing and where. But right now in this opening round, the Blue Hill Bobcats If they can hold on, they would be the first team to beat Elmwood Murdoch this year and continue their dream season. Bobcats playing a Cinderella story kind of year. They have laid it all out on the line in their last five games. If they would have lost any one of those, their season would be over with, and they'd be home back in school in Blue Hill. But Tim Streff has managed to pull out some big wins, and he's done it with the same usual suspects who've just dug down a little deeper to come out on top. The Bobcats now up by 10 points, 25-15. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will look at some of the scoring for this match and look ahead to the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School, home of the Lynx. But today it belongs to the NSAA in the Girls State Basketball Tournament as we get the first round of basketball for the girls underway today. Do have a couple of quick updates on scores to give to you. Bishop Newman and St. Cecilia going at it in a C1 matchup, and at halftime, Bishop Newman is up 19-18 to St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia was down early in that contest and trails by one at halftime in the C1 matchup. Over in D1, Silver Lake and Brady have locked up at halftime, and Silver Lake holds to a 31-16 lead here. In C2, it's the Blue Hill Bobcats on top, 25-15. Here's a look at the scoring for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. 5 points for Megan Schulting. The 5'7 senior had a big three-pointer to get the ball game started for Murdoch. Popped in a field goal. She leads the Knights now with five. You have 3 points each from Allie Kuhlman, Aaron Dwyer off the bench, and Shayna Dwyer with 3 points as well. 3-point shots coming from Kuhlman and Schulting. For the Blue Hill Bobcats to get to 25, look no further than Madison Coffey. She has 11 points on the afternoon. Three three-pointers and two free throws to lead all scorers this afternoon with 11. Alyssa Willicott has 7 points, including a big second quarter. Willicott doing a great job on the court for the Bobcats this afternoon. You've got 3 points from Christine Herrick. Unfortunately, you have three fouls to go along with that for the 5'7 senior. 2 points each from Alyssa Overy and Jordan Atwater. Herrick's the only one in any real foul trouble. She has three. Caitlin Kumpke has two, and Whistle Willicott has two. They'll need to keep her out of foul trouble. Tim Strapp from the Bobcat team will. For Elmwood Murdoch, Shayna Dwyer is the only one who's got more than one. She has two fouls, and that's how we get to where we are. So we've got about 2 minutes to go before second half is underway. We will take another break and come back with second half action in this matchup here in C2, where the Blue Hill Bobcats lead the Elmwood Murdoch Knights 25-15. You're listening to high school basketball from the state championship in Lincoln on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back again to Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond with you. C2 State Championship just underway now for the girls. Blue Hill Bobcats holding to a 25-15 lead. Both squads have emerged from the locker room, getting some advice from their respective coaches as we prepare to get things going here. In the second half, again, a huge crowd on hand. Both squads have pep bands involved. The Bobcat sides are packed, and they're up and into the upper deck bleachers as well here at Lincoln High School. This is the oldest high school in Lincoln, and certainly shows its age. But the Bobcats have packed it. Sea of blue on the near side of the court. On the far side, it's all black and white for the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. A reminder that our second game coming up here on the Breeze will follow. It'll be Sandy Creek taking on Tri-County. Sandy Creek, the four seed. Interesting to see how they'll come back after their nearly two-week layoff. Tri-County, the number five seed. So we're about ready to get going here. The Blue Hill Bobcats now have 16 minutes to see if there's a tomorrow in their season. They'll have the ball to get things started. Kristen Komacher will have it. Bounce pass into Overy. She'll go up and over to Willicott. Willicott's shot off the backboard is no good. It's going to be hauled down by Megan Schmalley. No press now for the Bobcats. Still in that 2-3 defense that's been working very well. Kuhlman now with the ball, swings it over to the left side. 1 foot inside the three-point line is Stubendack. She'll kick it right back out to Schulting. Battle for it inside. Kick back out by Shayna Dwyer from the baseline. Shot is up. No good from Stubendack, and Madison Coffey there to haul it down for the Blue Hill Bobcats now. Just underway here in the third quarter. 7-10 on the board. Overy with it to Coffey. Coffey thought about going for three. Pulls it back. Now shoots it into Komacher from the free throw line. Her shot goes up and in. Kristen Komacher pops it in. And it's 27-15. Bobcats by 12 now. Schmalley with the ball. She'll kick it back out. Three-point shot from the right side. Rattles the iron from Schulting. It's no good. Rebound is going to be wrapped up by Schmalley and Willicott. Elmwood Murdoch will have the possession arrow after the jump ball is called. Knights have it on their side of the court. Inbound pass goes all the way back, almost picked by Herrick, but it ends up into the hands of Megan Schulting. Schulting has 5 points for the Knights. Her pass over to Cooling is too high and too long. Out of bounds it goes, and the Bobcats will have it back with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. 27-15. Komacher crosses midcourt. Bobcats wearing their all blue. Bounce pass now inside to Willicott. Knights are in their white with the black stripe down the side. Coffey comes back out, takes a shot, and then has the ball swatted away, but it ends up in the hands of Schmalley. Now Herrick has it. She'll go up. She'll throw it off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Megan Schmalley. And Kuhlman will hustle it up for the Knights. Long pass underneath off the backboard. Well played, but no execution. Unable to get it to drop was Shayna Dwyer. Rebound goes to Willicott, and the Bobcats now with it again. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. Komacher's bounce pass is going to be knocked away, but a little extra on it from Kuhlman. Kuhlman commits her first foul, and the Bobcats will reset. Madison Coffey will handle the inbound. It'll go to Komacher. Unopposed. Komacher now pauses, bounce it over to Overy, just inside the three-point at the top of the key. Now swings it left to Coffey. Coffey eyes that tough night defense. Overy works back to Kometer now to Herrick. Herrick goes up for a long two, and it's in. Christine Herrick, the 5'7 senior, has 5 points for the Bobcats, and that was a big field goal. It's 29-15. Bobcats up by 14 now. Kuhlman with the ball, tries to get it inside. We're going to get a pushing foul called, and it's going to go on Willicott. And that's big because that's her third.
That's her third foul, number 45, Melissa Willicott.
Willicott now, we'll see if she will be substituted for, and she will. Harrafield's coming in. Emily Harrafield, a 5'7 junior, will come in. She'll be tasked with covering the 6-foot sophomore Schmalley. Shot is up and out. No good for the Knights. On the ground it goes and out of bounds, and the Bobcats will get it. No foul is going to be called. That's what it was. Megan Schmalley called for the hack. That'll be number two for her. And here come the Bobcats now with 5 minutes to go in the third and a 14-point lead. Kometer works it up the left side, almost has it taken away by Kuhlman. Given up now to the top of the key to Harrafield. Now to Coffey, inside to Overy. Overy bounces out to Herrick. Herrick from the free throw line, can't get it to go. Was wide open, but the ball gets knocked out of bounds. And the Bobcats are going to have it. Substitutions now. Aaron Dwyer back in the ball game for the Murdoch Knights, and Nikki Novak coming in, giving Shayna Dwyer a breather. Kometer now has it off the inbound pass, 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Kometer passes around to Overy, who's standing at the free throw line outside the paint. Foul is going to be called, 3 seconds in the lane for Emily Harrafield. And the Knights will take over after the turnover with 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Kuhlman works it over to Aaron Dwyer, now back in the right wing to Nikki Novak. Dwyer now has it, jumps, passes over to the left side, picked up by Megan Schulting. Now it's going to be swung around again in the hands of Aaron Dwyer to Kuhlman. Three-point shot is up from Schulting. It's no good. Over, he's going to haul it down. Ball's going to get knocked away, and it's going to be batted out of bounds, but the Bobcats are going to get it. Good hustle by Kristen Kometer. And Kuhlman's going to walk away with another foul. It'll be her two, her second rather. Kumke's back in the game. Atwater's back in the game for Blue Hill. Herrick goes to the bench. Atwater now trying to work her way across midcourt, does so. Pass down the line is going to be to no one, and the Knights are going to pick it up. The Knights get it. Down by 14, 3:50 to go. Picked up by Schulting. Now back over in the right wing. Back to Schulting. Schulting goes inside to Schmalley. Schmalley goes in the paint, turns, fires. Shot is bouncing around. It goes down. Schmalley, believe it or not, the top scorer for the Knights during the season, has 2 points. That's her first field goal of the contest. Here comes Madison Coffey. Bounce pass into Overy. Overy kicks it back out to Atwater at the top of the key. Inside to Kumke. Kumke drives the paint, drops a shoulder, gets it to go. Caitlin Kumke picks up a big field goal. It's 31-17. Foul is called. It's going to be a blocking foul on Blue Hill, and I believe it's going to go against Emily Harrafield. That is the case. It'll be her second.
Number 34, Shayna Dwyer.
Substitutions now for the Knights. Nikki Novak remains in. Back in the game is Shayna Dwyer. Steubendeck with the ball. Goes baseline now to Aaron Dwyer. She'll get turned away. And then Dwyer will reset on the left side. It's a long two. It's no good. There with the rebound was Shayna Dwyer, and she's going to get fouled. Foul is going to be on Caitlin Kumke, and that's a three for Caitlin Kumke as well. 31-17, the score remains. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass broken nicely. Great job by Megan Schulzing. She picks up a good field goal, breaking in on the inbound pass to get the bucket off the backboard. It's 31-19. Foul called the other way, and it's going to be on Schulzing, I believe, reaching in.
Foul to number 23, Megan Schulzing.
Schulzing will pick up her second foul. Harrafield will go to the line. She has no points tonight off the bench. The 5'7 junior toes the line. We'll have 2:37 to go as the first shot is off the mark. Allie Kuhlman back in the game for Elmwood Murdoch. Second shot coming now from Emily Harrafield. Shot is up, and this one bounces out as well. Rebound now picked up. Here come the Knights. 31-19. 12-point Bobcat lead. Knights trying to work into it now. Aaron Dwyer pass over inside. Now it's trying to feed it inside to Shayna Dwyer, but she got turned away. Now they'll bring it back out to Coleman. Picked up by Aaron Dwyer. Coleman with it again on the right wing. Madison Coffey comes out, takes a swat at it, and they'll move it around to the left side away from her. Now it's passed inside. Coleman brings it out, sets it up for Kovacs. Novak shot, rather, is no good. Ball's on the ground, picked up by Shayna Dwyer, trying to feed it inside, and Madison Coffey's going to come away with it for the Bobcats. 1:55 to go in the first quarter. And a foul is going to be called. Nikki Novak was playing her pretty tight for the Knights. Bobcats will have it. 1:51 to go in the third quarter. Blue Hill still on top, 31-19. Inbound pass now picked up by Atwater. Atwater puts it to the court, works it over now, swings over to Harrafield at the top of the key. Now to Coffey all day on the right side. In and out it goes, but Overy was there with the rebound. She'll lose the handle and a traveling violation. She'd lost control of it as she was trying to get it up. Get the shot off and jumped with it and came back down. And the official's on top of it, so the traveling violation gives it back to Elmwood Murdoch, trying to whittle away and get back in this ballgame, down 31-19. Three-point shot from Kuhlman, far off to the left. Rebound's going to be there, and they're going to call a jump ball as Dwyer and Overy wraps it up, and Blue Hill has possession in their favor. So with 1:24 to go, now the press comes from the Knights. Atwater works it across midcourt. Hustles, passes up ahead to Overy. Overy kicks it right back out to Kumke. Kumke's shot is no good. Harrafield hauled it down. Back down to Atwater. Bobcats, good defensive rebound. Works inside now. Overy outside the free throw line. Pass inside to Harrafield. She'll bring it back out to Coffey just inside the arc. It rattles the iron. No good. Knights get the rebound. Kuhlman had good position for Elmwood Murdoch. Clock now at 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Kuhlman works over to the left side to Schulzing. To Kuhlman. To Schulzing. To Kuhlman. And Kuhlman's going to pull it back. Now go to the right side to Dwyer. Dwyer to Schulzing. Schulzing throws it up and in for three. Megan Schulzing has 10 points. And it's 31-22. 31-22. Bobcats with the ball. Three-point shot from Coffey, no good. And here come the Knights one more time. Down by nine now. Shot is up and it's in. Running three-point goal by Aaron Dwyer. And it's 31-24 and time's going to expire. 31-24 is how we will wrap up quarter number three. We'll be back with our final 8 minutes to play. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School in Lincoln. Rob Austin with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Welcome all you listening via the internet at KLIQFM.com. 8 minutes to see who's going to have a night in the hotel room in Lincoln or who's going to have a seat to themselves all the way back home. Bobcats on top by 7. They led by 10 at halftime. Knights come right back. Three-point shot from Schulten's no good. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Bobcats. Elmwood, now Murdoch Knights. You don't get the 23-0 by letting teams do this to you. And earlier I was talking to a couple of the reporters sitting around here, and we came to the conclusion that the first team to 40 is going to win. And it's 31-24. Bobcats on top. Elmwood Murdoch Knights with the ball. Back now to Schulting. Megan Schulting goes to Dwyer, Aaron Dwyer. Now back to Schulting. Schulting feeds it inside to Shayna Dwyer. She'll kick it right back out. Schulting now being covered by Komacher. She'll kick it back out to the top of the key. 7:15 to go in the ball game. 31-24. Three-point shot up and in and huge by Aaron Dwyer. Dwyer now, that's her second big three. She has 8 points on the night, and we're going to get a timeout by Tim Streff. We'll take a quick break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
7:01 to go in the ball game. Elmwood Murdoch closing the door. Catching up a little at a time. 31-27 is our score. Kristen Komacher with the ball now, and the Bobcats go back to work. Here's Alyssa Overy. How bad do they want it? Who wants it? Herrick now with the ball, being covered tightly by Megan Schulting. Another timeout is called. And this will be a full one. We'll take a quick break. 31-27 is our score. 6:46 to go in the ball game. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action now, 6:37 to go. Bobcats with the ball, knocked away, picked up. Dubendeck goes breakaway. Shot is up, it's no good. Rebound to Subendek, and now she's going to draw the foul. And I think it's Madison Coffey who got a hand in there. That is the case. Madison Coffey picks up her first foul. It's now a 4-point ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Elmwood Murdoch coming back, down by 15. Shot is up, and no good. from Steubendeck. Steubendeck is now 1-for-5 from the field goal, from the free throw line. She has 1 point on the afternoon. 31-27 is our score. Second shot from Steubendeck is up. It bounces out. No good. Bobcats get the rebound. Komacher has the ball. Comes across half court. Bounce pass goes over to Harrafield. Harrafield to Coffey. Coffey being covered by Nikki Novak. She'll give it up to Herrick. To Harrafield. Harrafield to Komacher all alone. Shot is up. It's too deep. Rebound's being batted around. It's going to be Coleman who gets it for Elmwood Murdoch. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Schulting with the ball to Coleman. Swings it over to the left side. Elmwood Murdoch playing with a lot of confidence right now. Shot from Schulting goes up and in. Megan Schulting hits the long field goal. And it's a two-point ball game, 31-29. Bobcats now with the ball. It's Herrick. Schulting in pursuit. Pass over to Harrafield. To Komacher on the right side. Inside to Willicott, knocked around, saved by Elmwood Murdoch. And here come the Knights. Erica Steubendeck with the ball. To Kuhlman, back to Steubendeck on the left wing. Kuhlman now puts it down, takes it to the top of the key. Coach Moline getting the Knights motivated, trying to get some swing and some movement going on. Megan Schmale. Steubendeck with the ball now to Kuhlman. Schulting goes up. She's all alone. It bounces around. Alyssa Willicott's going to haul it down for Blue Hill. 31-29. The score remains. Bobcats now up by two. Komacher bounces out to Harrafield. To Coffey. Coffey kicks it to Herring. Herrick is all alone. Her shot is no good. Komacher goes up for the rebound. She can't get it. Down, and a foul's going to be called on Komacher. And that gets the Elmwood Murdoch fans going. Komacher was beaten on the play, was trying to get a jump ball, and ended up fouling in the process. It's her first, but perhaps more importantly is an opportunity for the Knights to get even here. Shayna Dwyer with the ball. The Knights have not led since their first free throw at the beginning of the game, when they led 1-0. They've trailed ever since. Now with 4:27 to go, they're down by two. Foul is called. Willicott will pick up her fourth foul. That's huge. The Knights now back to work. Schulting with the ball on the right side, outside the three-point line. Gives to Aaron Dwyer. Schulting. Again for three. It's no good. Bounces around. Rebound picked up by Schmale. Schmale with another attempt, and it's no good. Shayna Dwyer went up for the shot, and it was no good, but she'll draw the foul. And it'll be on Madison Coffey. That'll be her second, and now here's an opportunity for Elmwood Murdoch to get even. Shayna Dwyer, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. First shot is up, and it's on the money. 31-30. Shayna Dwyer, clutch shots right here. We'll have 4:09 to go. Dwyer's second shot is up. It's too deep, no good. Overy will have the rebound. Score remains 31-30. 4 minutes to go. Baseline shot. Can't get the roll from Kumpke. Battle for the rebound. Down go a handful of girls. And it'll be a jump ball. Blue Hill will have possession. Alyssa Willicott put a lot into that one to get it. She's got to be careful with four fouls. Coffey will handle the inbound as usual. Picks it into Atwater. Atwater over to Kumpke. Back to Atwater on the right side. Atwater goes into Overy. Coffey for three. misses, gets her own rebound, puts it down inside the paint, tries to throw it up and draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Shayna Dwyer. That'll be her third for Elmwood Murdoch, and it'll send Madison Coffey to the line. Coffey's 2 for 2. She has 11 points on the afternoon. It's 31-30. Coffey's first shot is on the money. She is automatic at the free throw line. Komacher and Herrick back in the ball game as Atwater and Kumpke will head to the bench. Coffey's second shot is coming. It's up, and it's true. Hours and hours and hours of practice, and it all comes down to this. The final 3 minutes, 39 seconds in the first round of the state championship. Elmwood Murdoch down by three now. Bounce pass to Schulting. Schulting now being covered by Coffey. Kick back out to Aaron Dwyer. Dwyer and Coleman playing catch. Schmalley has it at the top of the key. She'll make the give to Aaron Dwyer. Schulting now with Coffey on her. Pass inside. Picked up by Schmalley. She'll kick it out. Driving inside is Dwyer, and it's going to roll around and go. Shayna Dwyer pops it in. And it's 33-32. Here come the Bobcats now, still up by one, 2:45 to go. Pass is going to be stolen, picking up by Megan Schulting. She'll slow it down. Schulting picked Coffey's pocket. And the Bobcats now up by one, but facing now a reborn Knights team. Turnaround jump shot, no good from Megan Schmalley. Rebound goes to Overy. Now Komacher pushing it up the left side. Timeout is going to be called by Tim Streff. Bobcats were up by as many as 15. We'll see if this is a long or a short one. It'll be a long one. We'll take a break. 33-32 is our score at high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Bobcats being outscored here in the fourth quarter. 8-2. 2:21 to go in the ball game. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights trying to keep their season perfect. The Bobcats trying to keep their Cinderella season alive. Foul away from the ball. Down to the ground goes Willicott. Foul's going to be on Nikki Novak. That'll be her second as she completely ran over Alyssa Willicott. So Alyssa Willicott will get to shoot a one-on-one here. A one-and-one. 33-32, Bobcats lead. Their lead is one, and it will remain that way as Willicott's shot is off the mark, and the Knights will get the rebound. Hustling it up now is Allie Kuhlman. Pass over to Schulting on the left side. 2 minutes to go. Pass from Schulting is picked off, and it's Willicott that has it. And she'll weave her way around, giving it up to Komacher. Komacher bounce pass to Herrick. Herrick with the ball, being covered tightly by Schulting. Herrick goes inside the paint. She'll drive it up and in. Christine Herrick hit a big one from the baseline, and it goes. 1:39 to go in the ball game, and the Bobcats are up by three. 35-32. Allie Kuhlman with the ball for the Knights now, working it around the right side. Ball's now in the hands of Megan Schmalley to Schulting. Schulting passes over to Kuhlman. Coleman goes inside the paint, throws it up, falling away. Can't get it to go. Kromacher gets the rebound, goes to the ground, and a jump ball is going to be called. No, a foul. A foul on Elmwood Murdoch. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it myself, but here you have 5'5", Kristen Kromacher going against a 6-footer and a 5'11" for a rebound, and Kromacher came down with it and got the foul. So it's 35-32, Kromacher to shoot a 1-1 now. Kromacher has 2 points on the night, or the afternoon rather. Her shot is too deep, no good. And here come the Knights now, down by three. 1:10 to go in the ball game. Pass over to the right side to Megan Schulting. Schulting to Coleman. Coleman being covered by Kromacher. Zips it across. Schulting from the left wing. Shot is up for three. Bounces off the iron. No good. Kromacher battles in for the rebound, but feeds it right to the Knights. And the Knights reset their offense now. Pass inside. Turnaround jumper from the baseline is no good from Shayna Dwyer. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Elmwood Murdoch. Timeout. Nope, in our substitutions now. It's 35-32, 44 seconds on the clock. Bobcats now with the ball. Inbound pass. Timeout called on Tim Streff. He calls the timeout because time was running out on that inbound. It'll be a full timeout. When we come back, we'll have a wild 44 seconds. Stay with us. High school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Rob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5. Welcome all of you listening via the internet as well, KLIQFM.com. We're down to this, actually 43.9 seconds showing on the clock. The Bobcats with the ball, working on the inbound. Passed out to Coffey. Coffey's going to haul it down and run, getting run into from behind. Was Novak. And now they're going to call it on Blue Hill. I don't know how that happened. The ball was thrown to Megan Coffey over her shoulder. She picked it up and was going down the court. Slowed down, and the player behind her ran into it. The ball went out of bounds. Clearly last touch by the Bobcats, and that's all that was called. No foul. So Elmwood Murdoch now, with 3 seconds to go, or 3 points down, shot is up, secondary shot followed up, it's a field goal from Shayna Dwyer, and now Elmwood Murdoch's going to take a timeout. There's 29 and a half seconds to go in the ball game. It's 35-34, Bobcats on top. I couldn't believe that that call went the other way. We knew this game would likely come down to the wire if Blue Hill could make things happen. But the Bobcats are the number 8 seed, remember, here in C2, and they're taking on the number 1 seed, Elmwood Murdoch, who has never lost this year. A perfect 23-0. And then you have the Blue Hill Bobcats, 14-8, scrapping their way through sub-districts, backing their way in and winning in districts, taking out 2 number 1 seeds in the process, now take on their 3rd number 1 team, in Elmwood Murdoch, and it's going to come down to the wire here, folks. Bobcats will have the ball. 35-34, 29 and a half seconds to go. Both teams in bonus. Back to action. Bobcats working the inbound. Picked up by Herrick. Herrick is going to be fouled by Schulting. Schulting will pick up her third. And Herrick will go to the line for two big ones. Herrick has 7 points on the night and is 1 for 2. Here comes Herrick. Shots are big. It's in off the backboard. Oh, the crowd cringed when the shot went up, but it came off the backboard and goes in. 36-34. Second shot is up. It's not going to be good. Oh, Blue Hill almost got the rebound. Murdoch hauls it down. 36-34. 22 seconds to go. Timeout is called by Elmwood Murdoch. They're checking to see if it's a full. It's got to be a full timeout. We'll take a quick break and come back with our final 21 seconds. It's a nail biter here at Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we go. 21 seconds remaining. Elmwood Murdoch with the ball. Megan Schmale will handle the inbound for the Knights. Kuhlman has it, being covered by Komacher. Over to the right side, back to Kuhlman. Herrick there to cover. Kuhlman with it, swing over to the right side. Schulting back to Kuhlman, swung around to the left side with authority. Picked up nicely by Steubendeck. And Elmwood Murdoch's going to have to call a timeout because the Bobcat defense had closed in on Steubendeck. We'll stay with you for this one because the clock now down to 7 seconds. 7.3 seconds to go in this ball game. 36-34, the Bobcats, the number 8-seeded Bobcats, are up by 2 over the number 1, Elmwood Murdoch Knights. The Knights, a perfect 23-0 in the season. Down by 2. Crowd clearly becoming a huge factor as both sides are encouraging their teams, trying to get it going. Tim Streff now, I can look at the expression on his face. It's one of confidence, telling his team no fouls and to remain calm and to be confident. And he says it with authority. The girls got a little smile on their face for the Bobcats. It's come down to this, the final 7 seconds. Justin Moline, the head coach of Elmwood Murdoch, still talking to his girls, getting their game plan ready to go. A whole season hangs in the balance of 7.3 seconds. Elmwood Murdoch will have the ball on the far side of the court. Inbound pass from Steubendeck goes to Kuhlman. Kuhlman thought about going for three. Now it's Steubendeck for three, and it's in! It's in! 1.2 seconds showing on the clock, and it's going to be over. Are we over? No, we got a timeout. We got a timeout. Tim Streff called a timeout. They'll put 1.2 seconds or so back on the clock. Elmwood Murdoch hit a big three-pointer, and that makes it 37-36 in favor of Elmwood Murdoch. They're discussing how much time. 2.2 seconds is going to be put back on the clock. The Bobcats will have the ball. They're going to put 2.2 seconds on the clock. Elmwood Murdoch fans do not like it, but Tim Streff clearly called the timeout. A lot of the Elmwood Murdoch fans had stormed onto the court and are now being ushered back into the stands. This one's coming down to it, folks. The Knights thought they had it. That was a huge three-pointer. So here come the Bobcats now back on the court. How emotional is that? Bobcats season now in jeopardy. What a quick turn of events. What character for this Elmwood Murdoch Knights. This is a tough team, let me tell you, folks. The Bobcats, here we go. Overy working to get it down. Long bomb goes to Willicott. Willicott puts it down. At the base, at the backboard, gets it to go! Alyssa Willicott hit it. No, they waved it off. No, they waved it off. They waved it off, folks. Elmwood Murdoch has won the ball game. Elmwood Murdoch has won the ball game. Alyssa Willicott hit the shot off the backboard. Unbelievable. Willicott comes in off the baseline, makes the basket at the buzzer, and the referees wave it off. Absolutely a thriller. Willicott had this ball game. The Bobcats had the ball game. Absolutely incredible. Elmwood Murdoch pulls it out, 37-36. That is a ball game. Both sides are absolutely in tears. How close for a Cinderella season to come for the Blue Hill Bobcats to have it come down to this. It reminds me of the boys' game just a little more than a week ago. How heartbreaking is that? The girls and the boys, seasons come to an end. All due to a tenth of a second. Absolutely incredible, folks. We'll take a quick break, and we'll wrap all this up. 37-36, Elmwood Murdoch wins the ball game. You're listening to High School Sports on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to a now subdued crowd as the teams rotate. Rob Osman with you. Just wrapping up a thriller of a ball game, folks. 37-36, the number one seed Elmwood Murdoch Knights emerge victorious and keep their perfect season intact over the Blue Hill Bobcats, but you cannot say anything about the Blue Hill Bobcats' effort. Absolutely incredible. They threw everything they had on this court, and I do have to up front apologize for the last few seconds of that game. It's not often that a game will get you wrapped up in watching it, but you could just feel the intensity of these Blue Hill Bobcat ladies, and they came so close to getting it done. Alyssa Willicott's shot was in the basket at the buzzer, and the officials wave it off, giving the win to Elmwood Murdoch, but it doesn't come much closer than that. And how ironic is it when you look back on how the boys, the Blue Hill Bobcat boys' season ended, when Thomas Osdick hit the shot at the buzzer to end the boys' season, and now the girls' season ends in much the same fashion, except at State ending the Cinderella story, the dream run for the Blue Hill Bobcats. I thought they had it. I thought the Blue Hill Bobcats had it. Willicott showed incredible poise as that clock was winding down, and put it in from the baseline, but just a hair too late, apparently, as the Elmwood Murdoch Knights will advance and take on the winners of our next game that'll be coming up here in about a half hour or so. Sandy Creek and Tri-County will be taking to the court as soon as they can get the gyms here cleared. But a thriller here, folks, I got to tell you. The Blue Hill Bobcats come up short against the number one Elmwood Murdoch. Their season ends now at 14-9. But that matters not. What matters is the fact that here we were in the state championships where it all happened. So anyway, it goes in the books, 37-36, an Elmwood Murdoch victory. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-800-EDUCATE. Proud sponsors, as they have been all season, of our postgame show. We certainly appreciate that and certainly appreciate you tuning in. And I hope you caught the finish of that thrilling ball game. So we'll take a break and come right back and crunch some numbers and get you updated on some other scores going on here at the state tournament. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. Main Street Styles has also just added a new massage therapist. The girls at Main Street Styles wish Blue Hill and all area teams good luck. Located at 542 West Gage in Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in downtown Blue Hill.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Tracy proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Lincoln High School in Lincoln. Rob Austin with you on your Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. 1-800-EDUCATE, proud sponsors, along with many other fine sponsors, make these games possible. And this was a thrilling one. The Blue Hill Bobcats led by as many as 15 points in this ball game, and slowly but steadily, the Elmwood Murdoch team showed us why they are ranked number one, showed us why they are at a perfect 23-0, or 24-0 now. Showing the poise and control, make no mistake about it, folks. Elmwood Murdoch Knights is a very good ball club, and they played a spectacular game. And the Bobcats just end up on the short end of the scoreboard, 37-36, in a very tough one. Real quick, we'll tell you how some of the scores wrapped up. Alyssa Overy ends up with 4 points, 2 points for Kristen Komacher, 13 for Madison Coffey, 8 for Christine Herrick, 7 for Alyssa Willicott. She had absolutely no points in the second half except her right until the buzzer, and that one would have counted the most. Elmwood Murdoch will go on to win, and that's going to go on to advance to play the winner of this next game that'll be coming up here. Sandy Creek and Tri-County. That'll wrap things up from Lincoln High School. Rob Austin with you. We'll rejoin you here for basketball as we get closer to tip-off from Sandy Creek and Tri-County. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you tune into the second half of the broadcast. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
By play,
action.